Here today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're talking the U.S. Export Sales Report that came out here on December 23rd. Greg McBride's with us from Allendale. Greg, what do we see on the report this morning?
Well, it was mostly a neutral affair for the big three here. We had corn come in at the mid-range of the estimates at 1.1 million tons. Beans came in at the lower end of estimates, 812,000 tons. And then wheat, mid to upper end of the range of estimates at 458,000 tons. The big story here, and we knew this was going to be the case, but we had big meal and big bean oil sales this week. 300,000 tons of meal, 109,500 tons of bean oil. So those were bullish. That's going to help kind of hold things together as we go through this last day before Christmas with the markets closed tomorrow. So biggest thing that we will point out here is that the soybean sales were a marketing year low at 812,500 tons. So that is something that we started to talk about a little bit last year at the same exact time, is that those bean sales start to decline as we go into the end of the year, beginning of the new year. And that is a concern, considering we have seen decent sales, but if they start to drop off, we could be looking at some changes on the USDA export demand front as we move into, say, March or April.
Anything on the Daily Wire here this morning?
No, it's been very, very quiet this week. We haven't seen a sale since the 17th, and that was a small bean sale and a bean oil sale. So no sales reported this week at all. We do feel like we are kind of seeing the end of the big buying, or the active buying for the soybeans. It'll be corn's turn next. We typically just do feel like we start to see corn start to perk up going into January and February, and that would be a good thing. We've been selling a lot of corn lately. If we continue to post good sales there, that could keep this market nice and bullish.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how are things shaping up with the market as we head into the holiday break?
Well, we're over $6 in corn right now. You've got December 22, so the next year's crop above $5.50. Soybeans broke above $13 this week as well. A lot of that is all based off of potential dryness or actual dryness that's in South America. You have southern Brazil that is very dry when it comes to soil moisture. Argentina is going to be hot and dry through early next week. Their soil moisture is actually okay right now, but that drying pattern is not what we want to see for those crops out there. And that's put a little bit of fear factor into the markets and propped us up over the last week or two of the year here.
Greg, any final thoughts before we let you go today?
Take advantage of some of these nice rallies. Look at potentially making some cash sales. Take a look at your local basis if it warrants it. These are very profitable levels. This is a great spot to be making some sales.
And how can our listeners get a hold of the team at Allendale?
They can call us at 800-262-7538.